It's been a mad and crazy week, and what is it? Tuesday evening? Unbelievable. I've just enjoyed a wee dram of Talisker as it's Burns night, and I'm not doing anything special other than sorting out some kit for a job tomorrow and walking now through the darkness of the village next to a busy road to try and find the village hall, which I've never been to for a village hall kind of meeting. I've just heard about it. I haven't been invited, but I think everybody's welcome, so yeah, good to know what's going on in the area. So, yesterday I spent most of the day buying a car. It did take most of the day, even though it took most of another day, just trying to decide upon it and be sure. And the biggest thing holding me back from buying the car from Stoneacre in Peterborough was Stoneacre in Peterborough. There's something about car dealers in general. Not the dealerships, I'm not going to tar them all with the same brush, but just car dealers, car salesmen. And I know there's a stereotype, it's been flying around forever, that, you know, smacks of shallow, false, conniving, lying, all those are the things that you would expect, because you've seen the movies where they have someone trying to sell you a car in there. And it's kind of weird. The car I was after, very, very difficult to find. In fact, impossible to find the car I really, really wanted, because it was just ridiculously overpriced because it's a diesel. And taking advice from a number of people online, I calculated the amount of miles I do in a year, and the price of the extra price of the car compared to how much diesel or petrol I was going to be using. I had to have something environmental, which I have settled on. Not something, well, environmental would be a push bike, but something a little bit more economical, shall we say, on the fuel, which small cars tend to be. So I've managed that, but I didn't manage to go for the diesel I initially wanted, which did 62 to the gallon, which would have been wonderful. It was just too expensive. I was a right arse, I must admit, a complete arse to these people, because I don't like taking any crap. And you know, you're up and you're down, sitting down at a table and someone else is being put in front of you, and would you like gap insurance? Oh God, what is gap insurance? And they explain, we've got to tell you this by law, because if we don't and you find out gap insurance was available, all right, just get on with it. No, I don't, but get on with it. So they go on and on about that. Would you like to insure the air inside the car? Would you like to insure your tyres from picking up stones? Would you like to... No, I don't want any of this. Would you like Diamondique Weld cover, which effectively seals your car in a cocoon of impenetrable glass, and you're sorted? Hang on, I'll just turn my phone off. How unprofessional. And would you like... I don't know, all kinds of other crap that I didn't want to buy as a bolt-on, and little do I know or realise, but the actual stuff that they're trying to sell you, they make massive amounts of money on, like the paint job. Started off at 400 quid, went down to 200 quid, and the reason why they put it at 400 quid is because they sell you a lifetime guarantee for 200 quid kind of hidden within that cost. All kinds of other sneaky little stuff, and there's just zero transparency when it comes to what's going on behind the scenes. They found a car I wanted, but unfortunately for them, it was with another dealer under the same brand. God knows where. Somewhere Yorkshire way. And they reluctantly have to buy it off them. And I saw the figures. I even pointed to them. I said, oh, you probably shouldn't show me that. And it was, £2,000 cheaper. Well, not quite. Nearly £2,000 cheaper than I was paying for the car. And he says, oh, well, of course, that's VAT-free trade. Sound of bagpipes, fantastic. And we've got to pay VAT on that, then VAT on the profit, and da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway, got to the actual crunch, and I'd paid thousands of pounds for this beautiful, if an inanimate object made of metal with rubber on the bottom, and, you know, it's just a car, I know that, but it is beautiful, I really liked it, and I settled for the Suzuki Swift 1.5 GLX, because it had the aircon and everything that I need, bits and bobs. He basically said, okay, thanks very much, goodbye. And I'm like, whoa, what about the lifetime guarantee? The lifetime guarantee on parts and labour and everything that is promised on every single vehicle. Oh, no, that doesn't come with this vehicle for one reason or another. So I basically just stood my ground, sat there and said, there's absolutely no reason for you to have lied to me, and there's absolutely no reason for you to let me go now without me walking out the door with what every car is promised with. Oh yeah, but you haven't bought any extras, you haven't bought any... I don't care, I want my lifetime guarantee. And I actually very reluctantly at the end, having suddenly found some amazing and missing transparency where the figures are put down in front of me, paid £200 for lifetime guarantee, which is what it costs them, and it's a pretty good guarantee, 100,000 miles, you know, not really lifetime. And they finally made a profit on the vehicle sale after 2 days of negotiating and a guy driving all the way up to wherever and back, £14. So they probably didn't even make that because they had to put fuel in the car to actually bring it back. £14. Was it worth it? If they'd just been open and transparent at the beginning and honest with me, I'm sure they probably would have made more money, but it does my head in. So, perils of car purchasing. I normally go private, but I really, really don't want to be buying any more cars for a period of time. I want to have a car that's going to last me a long time. And having a lifetime guarantee obviously means I keep it for, as you know, as long as it's only done a few thousand miles and it's good for another 97,000 miles or whatever until the guarantee runs out. So I'm very much up for that. And if I, you know, hopefully I won't get bored of it. I've got a motorbike, I've got a car, I shouldn't need anything else. It's very wasteful of us changing our cars every couple of years, so I'm trying to stick with it. And I took it out for a spin today, see my grandmother, had a day off work, even though I have been answering a few emails. Chatting to a few people, and took my gran for lunch with a little lad. Very tiring day, hence the need for the shot of whiskey I probably would have had anyway, even though it's not Burns night. And I really enjoyed driving my new car. So, God, this has gone on. But I'm nearly at my destination. And a good bit of exercise as I walk wherever I can nowadays. And let me see if I'm late. Nah, about on time. Lovely stuff. Take care, whatever you're doing. Be wary when you're buying cars. Don't trust them. Speak to you later. Bye.